She use a fireplace still?
Mm-hmm. And the bathroom on the outside and everything. She has a well you get water from. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like to me, a well.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Do you know very much about fireplaces? Do you know how you build a fire?
Well, no. But I have built one before. I had a fireplace in my house and my father was alive. Mm-hmm. I used to just put the wood on. We had two bricks in that we put the wood on. Mm-hmm. And I used to sprinkle a little bit of oil of some kind on it.
Yeah.
Just light it, put some paper on it and then light it.
Uh-huh. Did you ever put a big log in the back? What would you call that?
Well, we have put a big log in, on there before. We used to burn them all the time, mm-hmm. big logs. But I wouldn't know what you call it. I wouldn't know what you call it.
You ever heard your aunt or somebody refer to it as a back log?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
People knew. What would you call a wood that you put under a fire to get it started, maybe? Mm-hmm.
Some little stilts, mm-hmm. real skin. That's what I did the other day.
Uh-huh.
I always start a fire with real light because they burn easy.
Yeah, they do. It's pretty. What would you call the open space in the front of a fireplace?
I wouldn't know.
Uh-huh. What if it were made of stone, maybe, and it might be right out in front, kind of a rectangle.
I know what you're talking about now, uh-huh. but I have never ever thought about it.
Uh-huh.
But I do know what you're talking about.
What about the, you have two iron things that the wood might sit on. What would you call that?
Are you talking about the two long ones that come out so mm-hmm. I have little things sticking in them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call those andirons or fire irons or something like that?
Probably would call them fire irons.
Uh-huh. What would you call a place above the fireplace that you would set vases on?
Oh. I know. Well, my mother used to call it a mantelpiece.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether I'm pronouncing it right or not, but that's what I used to call it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call when a fire burned, it leaves something white in the bottom? What would you call that?
Ashes.
Uh-huh. And what about the stuff that would form in the chimney? What would you call that?
Smoke and dust. Mm-hmm. It mostly makes it, I figured it would be a lot of dust, from the smoke going up and it all accumulates. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Have we ever come think about it? Have we ever really studied a fireplace?
Yeah. Yeah. What would you call the way that the smoke would leave? It would go up through the...
Right, it would go up. Mm-hmm. Unless something stopped up there, it might come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you call the it's kind of a brick structure, you'd call that a smoke go up through the... What would you call that? You'd say the smoke would come up through the, or it would. You might see it coming out of a...
Like when it, what does it go up through to come out of the chimney?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just call it out of the chimney.
Yeah. What would you call these things here that we're sitting in? This.
Chairs.
What would you call a long piece of furniture that would two or three people might sit on in the living room or something?